This is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Tuesday morning, March the 8th, 2011. Looks like it's still cold in some parts of the country this week. Chicago, I saw, only 42 degrees today. Maybe a little more snow on Thursday? Holy cow. But here in the Phoenix area, well, we're into the 80s today. 85 maybe on Thursday. You know, I published an article a couple of weeks ago, and I've mentioned this before, but I thought it would be helpful to share some of this with you for a few minutes. You know, people see the government bailing out companies, and then they think, well, hey, they ought to be bailing me out, too. I want a personal bailout, too. But, you know, when you think about it, people really need to be taking responsibility for their own lives instead of continuing to expect the government to take care of them, don't you think? In that article, I mentioned that way back in 1861, Secretary Chase, in a letter, instructed James Pollock, who was the director of the Mint at Philadelphia, instructed him to prepare a motto for our country. And he said, "No nation can be strong except in the strength of God, or safe except in His defense. The trust of our people in God should be declared on our national coins." Well, as you well know, and can see every time you look at your money, the saying on all of the coins became, "In God we trust." And it wasn't until the next century when President Eisenhower approved a joint resolution of the Congress declaring that the national motto of the United States is, "In God we trust." Well, that was then, and sadly today, far too many people here in the United States do not believe that motto. Now, you know, when the United States became an independent nation, the Founding Fathers believed that people had certain unalienable rights given to them by God. And one of their key principles and core beliefs was that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among those rights that were noted were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you know your history, their view of entitlements was very different than the current views of entitlements in our day and time. You see, they believed that the people were entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But seems like in our day and time, the word pursuit seems to be missing, doesn't it? You know, it was never the intention of the Founding Fathers to guarantee happiness for everyone. Being happy and taken care of is not anyone's birthright. The intent of the founders was rather to allow each individual's pursuit of their own happiness. Now, if that's true, and I really believe that it is, then that means that I'm responsible for my own happiness. Wow, what a concept. The Constitution of the United States of America gives me the right to pursue my own happiness. But neither the Constitution nor the United States government can guarantee my happiness or yours. You know, I think it's both sad and alarming, and I might as well add, even disgraceful, that more and more Christians are looking to and expecting help from their government and not from their God. For them, it's no longer "In God we trust." By their very thoughts and actions, they indicate that their motto is now "In government we trust." Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not negating the seriousness of this worldwide economic crisis. It's very serious. And I'm aware that there are millions of people going through difficult times. But, you know, regardless of the times, whether they're good times or bad times, who should we look to for our help? Are we going to sit here and continue to look to and expect the government to bail out everybody? Who should we expect to supply the things that we need? Is the government bigger and better equipped and more resourceful to help than our God is? Perhaps some very valid questions to ask in the times that we're living in are, has God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, lost some of His power? Has He lost any of His willingness? Does He love you any less today than He did yesterday? The answer, of course, to all of those questions is no. God is still able and willing, and His love for you never changes. We really can trust God, no matter how lousy things become. I remember years ago hearing this old saying, and perhaps you've heard it too, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, you feed him for the rest of his life. You know, I'd like to add a line to that. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach him how to fish, you feed him for the rest of his life. And God is loving enough to show you where and when to fish. You see, it's up to each person to build into their own heart and mind a trust and confidence in God to supply all that they desire in abundance. Yes, God has promised abundance and prosperity, and that's because His supply is endless. So who do you trust? You can always choose who to trust. And consider this. Every time you see your money, whether it's paper or coin, it can be a great reminder to you, in God I trust. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to come back and check to see if I posted something new, because every time something new is posted as a subscriber, you'll get personally notified. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. It's free. And if you do decide to subscribe, well, then as my way of saying thank you for subscribing, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.